Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh, he became an orphan in the childhood. Now he was raised up by his mother. Mom took her to a madrasa, and she knew that if we'll come back to home frequently, maybe he will lose interest. So she talked to the Qari Sahib that please keep this child with you and don't send him back frequently to home. He said yes. Now he kept the child for 1, 2, 3 months until Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he started missing his mother. One day he asked the teacher, please, today is holiday, can I go back to my home? Then the teacher found that he is a good student. He remembers everything even better than the other children, and he must not be detained here for a long period. So he gave him permission. Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh came back home. The door was locked. So he knocked the door. The mother inside was making wudu. She just recognized that my son has arrived. But she was then nervous that if he will keep coming back home, he will lose interest of getting the knowledge remaining in the madrasa. So then she came near the door from the inside and she asked, who knocked the door? Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi replied, I am Bayazid. Mom said, there was one of my Bayazid son, and I devoted him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is in the madrasa seeking knowledge. Who are you, Bayazid, who was knocking my door? Now Bayazid rahmatullah alayhi, he got the message from mom that my mom wants me to stay at madrasa until I complete my knowledge. He came back and he came out from the madrasa when he became a full scholar. So this was the upbringing of the children by the pious mother. There can be dozens and dozens of stories, but let me move to some other point, that any person who will try to fulfill the duties regarding his mom, he will make khidmat, he will take care of mom, he will make the mom happy, and the mom will make dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never rejects this type of dua. That's why it has been told, Ma ki dua, jannat ki hawa. That the dua of the mother is like the cool breeze of the paradise. And the mother is always a shield from the hardships of life. Is always a shield. When a person, he finds that his mom died and is not alive, then he realizes that what was the effect of the dua of my mom. From how many hardships I was just saved due to the dua of my mom. So the lap of the mom is the best place for the child, no matter whatever is the age of the child. And when the child gets sick, then the mom, due to the love of the child, she just comes to know what are the adab of the dua. There was a person, his name was Salim. He belonged to Maslak Shafi'i, but was very obedient to his mom. Once he made his mom happy and the mom gave him dua, Salim, may Allah fill your chest with the knowledge. Now this person, who was just a common person, does not have the knowledge of deen. Due to the dua of the mom, he started learning, and then he learned so much that he became faqih of his time, and his name was Imam Salim rahmatullah alayh. So the person who never knew Fatiha, he became the faqih of the time due to the dua of his mother. How the dua of the mother is accepted? Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, He lost his eyesight in the childhood. It has been written in the books that the mom made such a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she saw a dream, and in the morning she got up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave back vision to Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Ghazali Bukhari rahmatullah. Even the moms of today do not know what is their status. They become mom because they get married, but they do not have the knowledge what is their status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.